Raise your hand if you have students in your upper elementary classroom who still count on their fingers or draw circles or draw tally marks to find the product of 6 times 8. You are listening to episode 41 of the Upper Elementary Simplified podcast. I'm your host, Dana, and today we are going to be talking about a massive problem that teachers and students are facing on a daily basis. Welcome to Upper Elementary Simplified, the podcast where busy and overwhelmed teachers find thoughtful ideas to get students engaged in meaningful learning experiences. Hi, I'm Dana Rodebush, former fifth grade classroom teacher and founder of Teacher Tech Studio. I'm here to share practical tips and strategies that will help you grow as an educator. If you are a tired upper elementary teacher searching for ways to cut down your planning time while boosting student engagement, you are in the right spot. Are you ready? Let's simplify. From January 8th through February 10th, Teacher Tech Studio is sponsoring a podcast giveaway event for upper elementary teachers. When you participate in the Math Fact giveaway, you will have chances to win prizes for completing as many of the tasks on the list as you want. There are 13 tasks to choose from, and you can complete 1, 5, or all 13 of them. Each task you complete earns you an additional entry for a chance to win your choice of one of the prizes. You can win my brand new mini course that guides you as you build a multiplication fact fluency program in your classroom. You can win my Math Fact Simplified program, Math Fact Fluency Games, or you can win a guest spot on the podcast to talk about an education topic of your choice. You can find all of the details about how to participate at upperelementarysimplified.com/giveaway. You can also find that link in the show notes. So first of all, I want to say welcome to the very first episode of 2024. I hope that you had a great Christmas and New Year with your family and that you are well rested and ready to get back into the normal routine. Also, if you are not already a member of our free Facebook group, I want to invite you to join. I give lots of tips and updates and free resources over there that you won't want to miss. You can search Upper Elementary Simplified on Facebook and find us, or I will also leave a link in the show notes for today's episode at upperelementarysimplified.com/episode41. I'm guessing if you have been in an upper elementary math classroom for pretty much any length of time, then you have seen students who count on their fingers, who draw circles or tally marks to calculate sums, differences, and products. I'm going to throw some big words with definitions at you, and then I will break it down further. The first one is automaticity, and this is the ability to automatically process and recall information resulting from a long-term memory commitment. Next is math fact fluency, and this is the automatic recall of basic math facts without conscious effort. And the last one is computational fluency, and this is the ability to efficiently and accurately calculate any math expression. So I'm sure you know that the reason your students are counting on their fingers and drawing circles and tally marks is because they don't know their math facts. But it is more than that. They have the ability to reach a solution by using these remedial strategies, and they are just not efficient strategies, and certainly not feasible to use as the math skills get more and more challenging in the upper elementary grades and moving into middle and high school. The fact that they haven't committed these basic math facts to memory is the roadblock to the automaticity that they are searching for when they are trying to solve higher level math problems. And because they lack automaticity, they are struggling with accuracy and efficiency in computational fluency. It all comes back to memorization. But how do we get students to memorize basic math facts when they have no desire or motivation or reason to put in the effort? Because quite frankly, most kids are pretty lazy when it comes to doing tasks that don't come naturally to them or that they don't find enjoyable. As you may know, I taught fifth grade when I was in the classroom, and from my very first year, I was shocked at how many students would come to me in fifth grade without knowing their basic multiplication facts. Sadly, I would see those same kids struggle with the higher level math that I was trying to teach them. How can they be expected to solve 4,852 times 86 if they don't know 6 times 8 or 8 times 8? Sure, they can use counting strategies to find the product, but while they are using those strategies, they are also getting distracted by where they were at in the process of the algorithm. This leads to frustration, inaccuracy, and inefficiency, which all leads to hating math. The solution to this problem of students struggling with higher level math is that they need to commit all of the basic multiplication facts to memory. When I was an elementary student, it was just a normal part of the learning process to memorize basic math facts. And somewhere along the way, this crucial element of our education system just kind of disappeared. So I am on a mission to encourage teachers to bring back the emphasis on multiplication fact fluency because it is such a critical missing piece in math education. This episode is sponsored by my free math masterclass workshop, designed to give you the tools that you need to start a fact fluency building system in your own classroom. If your students are struggling with multiplication fact fluency and you are at a loss of what to do to help them, you won't want to miss this workshop. You don't have to figure it out by yourself. I've been where you are. Let me help you confidently launch a fact fluency strategy that your students will be excited about from day one. Sign up for free by heading to teachertechstudio.com/masterclass. That link will be in the show notes. I would love to hear about your experience with math fact fluency in your classroom. Head over to join the Facebook group and send me a message about how you have noticed evidence of this gap in your own classroom. Remember to check out the link in the show notes to sign up for my free math masterclass so that you can get your students on a path towards a better relationship with math. Join me next Tuesday, where we will be chatting about how math fact fluency is like baking a cake. Have a great week. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Upper Elementary Simplified. I hope you are able to take away something useful that will help you grow as a teacher. I do have a quick favor to ask before you go. If you are enjoying the podcast, please let me know by leaving me a review. It really does make a difference because reviews impact search results, which helps me to expand my reach to other educators. Plus, I love to read my listeners' comments. Until next time, keep life simple.